Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and joining us on the phone this morning, we have Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Dave.
We're delighted to have you back on the radio. Didn't you like not be on last week at all?
I was not on at all. I missed you.
Oh, that's so kind of you. That's so kind of you. Probably we missed you more than you missed us, but you know, we're not going to conjecture about that. Well, let's it seems to me from a layman's perspective that we are seeing more positive indications that things are working a little bit more in the public's favor with how things are going testing wise with COVID-19. Bring us up to date.
Yeah, so I have really good news. We only had 10 positives over the weekend, bringing Riley County to a total of 6,188 confirmed positives. Out of those, we only have 134 active cases that we're still monitoring, and 6,001 have recovered. As of yesterday, Ascension Via Christi Hospital was only caring for 2 COVID-positive patients, one of those currently in the ICU. Our percent positive has been trending down now for a little over a month. The week before last, we were at 2.6%, and that's down from 4.2% where we were the week prior. And we will have last week's percent positive with our news release tomorrow. So hopefully that will continue to trend down.
Okay, well, good stuff there. There's all kinds of things that are, you know, obviously in the works. Vaccinations is one that I know a lot of people are concerned about, wondering when they're going to be able to get in. And a lot of this obviously relies upon when the vaccines arrive from the state.
Yes, a lot of it is, most of it's actually dependent on when we do receive vaccines from the state. We have been receiving weekly shipments, so that's good. Right now, as of today, we've given about 7,500 vaccinations. We've fully vaccinated about 2,200 people, with about 5,000 or so receiving the first dose. So we'll continue to keep those numbers up to date. And actually, we're working on a dashboard that the public can see, so they can see how many people we've vaccinated, how many have had their first dose and been fully vaccinated. So we're very excited to be moving right along with that. We have offered our first, or at least first doses to all of our K-12 staff in the county. And we are just finishing up our 65 and older group. We hope to have them finished by next week, early next week. We do have clinics throughout the rest of this week, starting with today. We've sent out Everbridge notifications to those 65 and older for today and tomorrow. And we also sent out notifications yesterday to those who need boosters for Thursday and Friday of this week. We also have been able to allocate some of our doses to other healthcare facilities and pharmacies who will help us to get through this phase two and move very quickly on to phase three, which we will do hopefully by next week.
When someone gets vaccinated, I've noticed a lot of people on social media have been posting pictures of them with their vaccination card. Is that something that they're going to have to kind of carry around with them for some time? Is there a long-term purpose for it?
Well, we'd like for them to carry it around at least for that second dose. It kind of gives them an indication of when that second dose will be available. I will say that, you know, we have to put a date on there as far as when your second dose is available, but that's not necessarily the date that you'll be asked to come back for a clinic. There's a little bit of leeway. It can be 4 days prior to that, or it can be up to a week after that. So don't get glued onto that one date, but that does give you an indication of when that second dose is due. We do deliver the Moderna vaccine, so it is 4 weeks from the first date, or around 4 weeks from the first date that you will get your second dose. So yes, we ask that you hold on to those cards. If you happen to lose the card, no big deal. We can get you another one, but try to hang on to that. Put it in your wallet or somewhere safe so that you can keep track of that.
It seems as if, you know, we're kind of, you know, seeing a downsizing of a lot of the emergency needs here locally. What is the plan for new regulations with regard to activities, events, and what people can and cannot do, and what businesses can and cannot do in the near future?
Yeah, so we're currently under order number 19, and that's been in place for several months now. It has some restrictions on businesses and events. over the size of 50. There is an event request that we're asking people to fill out if they're having an event over 50 in attendance. We are looking at that right now. The command staff is meeting daily to look at that. We had a meeting yesterday to look at our criteria. Some of the things that we look at as far as loosening some of those restrictions are percent positive in our area. And as you know, that's been under 5%, at least for a couple of weeks now, and definitely has been trending down within our county and our region. We also look at our healthcare system and our hospitals to make sure they're not being overwhelmed, and we know that they haven't been for quite some time now. So those are just two of the things that we look at, but we also want to look at outbreaks and any indication of a spike in the near future, which we have not seen. So we can definitely look at loosening some of those restrictions in the near future.
Would that include extending the hours for bars and restaurants to be able to go past midnight and maybe opening up special events to more than 50?
Yes, we're looking at all of that right now.
And at what time do you think you'll be able to make those decisions?
Possibly within this week or early next week.
Okay, good. Let's talk a little bit about some other things. Well Health, where they've been administering or at least, you know, exercising some of the tests, and that's at the that hotel that's just off of Tuttle Creek Boulevard there at Ehlers Road. And I understand that you know, initially they were going to be working through January 31st, but obviously that's been extended into next month.
Yes, they've been extended to work through March 20th. So Well Health is the company that KDHE has contracted with to be able to administer the free saliva-based test. And they reopen in what was formerly known as our alternate care site, that old hotel. It's located at 419 Holiday Drive. There's a nice awning out there where people can just drive through and get their saliva test. You don't have to have symptoms, so asymptomatic or symptomatic individuals can go through. We do ask that you make an appointment. To do that, you can visit gogettested.com/Kansas. They will be available Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30. But again, it's a very easy process to make an appointment, and you typically get results back within 1 to 2 days.
It's certainly going to be a lot nicer to do that test today, you know, when it's 70 degrees than it was last week at minus 70 degrees. I'm sorry, minus 20.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, bring us up to date on a couple of other things with regard. We touched base just briefly about the hospital. Do you have the latest statistics on that?
Yeah, it looks like as of yesterday, they just had two in the hospital. One was in the ICU. So we're definitely hopeful that that number continues to be pretty low, under five. You know, even just a few months ago, we were up to 25 individuals in the hospital. So that was very scary at that time. And now we're hopeful that those numbers stay low, and zero is our goal, of course, but definitely glad to see our numbers low in the hospital.
Well, in spite of the fact that, you know, we're seeing some progress in terms of those numbers taking a downturn, still masking up and social distancing are very important these days.
Absolutely. Yeah, we still need to use those tools in our toolbox. Getting vaccinated is one of those tools, but we just have just about 10% of our population has been vaccinated. So we're still working through that process. Until then, it's very important to wear your mask, stay your distance, and wash your hands as often as possible.
What's your response so far from the schools with many of the faculty and staff getting their vaccines? Is that lighten things up within the classroom and within the buildings?
Absolutely. Yeah, I hope that really helps to boost morale, and we can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel now. I know the teachers were very excited to have the opportunity to get vaccinated, and the health department staff, along with EMS staff, worked with the nurses at the schools, and we'll continue to work with the nurses. They've been just great working through this whole process, and they've helped to vaccinate the staff there at the school. So, yeah. Everything's, you know, it's looking up, and very hopeful for the future.
It was about 11 months ago we started talking about flattening the curve, which never really seemed to take hold, but it seems like, you know, we're kind of getting to that point here almost a year later.
Yes, I can't believe it's been a year, but yeah, we're starting to see the light now, and like I said, about 10% of our population has been vaccinated, and we'll keep working on that to get as many people vaccinated as we can.
Have you been following up with some of the other strains that have become Well, there have been a couple of cases reported in Kansas, one in Wichita and one over at Fort Hays State University. Have you been following up on that, and is there a concern there to be looking out for?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always that concern, and we've been talking with other counties in the state to just kind of monitor that situation. Of course, we really want to monitor it here. We have a great public health emergency preparedness coordinator, Renee Lucas, who's been monitoring that. She's in charge of all of the contact tracers and really does a great job with disease investigation. So her and her team have been keeping track of those things as they go. So, yeah, we'll continue to look at that. There's always that, there's always something new hovering. So we need to keep track of that and monitor that situation.
Well, we've certainly covered a lot of things. Is there anything that you wanted to touch base on that we haven't visited about yet this morning?
I wanted to remind individuals there's definitely ways to get tested here in the community and ways to get tested for free. You can always call our screening line if you have symptoms. That's 785-323-6400. We can get you tested at the health department if you have symptoms. Whether you have symptoms or not, you can always go to Well Health and get the saliva-based test. And I will say we have a team that's traveling around the county. They're our RADx team from the health department. They're actually going to be in Ogden today from 9 to 11. They'll be at the Ogden Community Center delivering the saliva-based test for free, and that's a very quick turnaround to get those results. Is usually 1 to 2 days, so be sure to check them out, and be sure to check out our Facebook page and our website for more details on testing and vaccinations.
When it comes to the vaccines, do you have like a particular goal that you have set aside, or maybe a threshold as to what you would like to see, you know, on a week-by-week basis with the vaccinations for those in Riley County?
Well, I think we set our goal for just getting shipments in every week. Whatever those shipments look like, we just wanted to be able to rely on weekly shipments. That was our main goal. And definitely looking at to be at about 10% by March 1st. That was a goal of mine. And we're there. So I'm happy to say that we've reached that goal and we'll continue to make progress.
Julie Gibbs, thank you so much for joining us this morning. A lot of positives here that we can glean from our interview this morning. We certainly thank you for the work that you and all those in the health field are doing to try to curtail the coronavirus pandemic here on a local basis. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for your support.
And I guess we'll talk to you maybe next week sometime. Next week, beginning Tuesday, we're going to go to a once-a-week basis for our reports as things have kind of lightened up, and we certainly hope that there will come a day where you won't be needed on the radio in the morning.
That's right.
Julie Gibbs, thank you so much for joining us.